Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load. Joining me now from Yuma, Arizona, is Ryder Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill.
All right. So we have a follow-up to the last time you were here. We were talking about this Montana man who was arrested for living and having a gun in his yard, but he was closer than 1,000 feet to a school. Is that pretty close to the case?
Well, he was arrested for having possession of a firearm in a gun-free school zone.
Right.
It's a federally defined gun-free school zone. It's 1,000 feet from the property line of any school, basically. And it covers huge areas. Now, in this case, Mr. Metcalf lives right across from the school.
Right.
And as I read the Gun-Free School Zone Act, he can have firearms on his private property and is not violating the act. But it turns out that he is accused, I've been able to get a copy of the criminal complaint, and it states that he carried his firearm, which is a single shot Rossi break open 20 gauge shotgun, that he carried that on the public sidewalk inside the school zone.
Right.
Now, the school zone law is a very controversial law. It was ruled unconstitutional in 1994. Then the Congress changed it a little bit to say, if anybody's carrying a gun that has traveled in interstate commerce, it's against the law to have a gun in a school zone within 1,000 feet of any school property. Now, originally, it was found unconstitutional under the Commerce Clause, because in U.S. v. Lopez, the Supreme Court said that the government didn't have, there was no Commerce Clause nexus to merely carrying a firearm near a school. And then they changed it to add this thing that said, well, if the firearm had traveled to interstate commerce, but Judge Thomas, Justice Clarence Thomas at the time said, well, this doesn't make any sense. If you can say that merely carrying a gun that has traveled in interstate commerce within 1,000 feet of a school violates federal law, everything comes under the Commerce Clause. There's nothing you can exclude. Therefore, they don't have the authority under the Commerce Clause to do this. And that's what the Supreme Court ruled in 1994. 94 was long before the Heller decision of 2008, McDonald decision of 2010, the Kitano decision, the Bruin decision of 2022. And all those say you have a right under federal law to carry arms in case of confrontation outside the home. So, this is a potentially very serious challenge to the Gun-Free School Zone Act. I have not seen any other challenges that weren't combined with some other law. And there's aspects of this that are just startling, is that people had called in to complain that this man, Gabriel Metcalf, was carrying a firearm near the school. And he is 49 years old, and he lives with his mother. And I saw a video of him where he explicitly says, I'm not mental. I don't do drugs. It's my constitutional right to carry a firearm here and protect the people I care about and everybody else. I'm not a threat to anybody, to school children or my neighbors. And he seemed pretty adamant about it, but I hesitate to make a claim that there may not be any other problems. So the Billings police said they had contacted him several times. And there was nothing they could charge him with. He wasn't doing anything illegal. And then they said, at least in a another article that someone had written, that because they couldn't charge him with anything, they were going to go to the federal government and see if they could charge him with something. Now, because the Billings police had contacted him several times, he felt they were harassing him. So he called the FBI, that person accused here, Gabriel Cohen Metcalf, called the FBI, he must not watch the news very much, to complain of Billings police harassing him. Now, in the complaint, it doesn't say who told the ATF that they should get a hold of him, but they had a phone number for his mother. And so they called his mother, and she gave his phone number to ATF agents who had called the mother, not the FBI. The ATF agents got the number, doesn't say from whom, and then they called his mother, and his mother gave the ATF agents his number. Then they called him, and they talked to him about this, and he said, I have a right to do it under the Second Amendment, and they tried to convince him he shouldn't. And he said, no, I have a right to do so. So then they got a warrant for his arrest and to search his home, and they arrested him. And they charged him with carrying a firearm in a federal gun-free school zone. And he admitted that he carried it on the sidewalk. He said he didn't go on to any other property, private property. He only carried it on his own private property or on the sidewalk. So he explained, or tried to explain, that he was concerned about another person who he felt was a threat to himself and his mother, and that that's why he carried the shotgun outside the home and why he looked around the neighborhood to see if this person was in the neighborhood.
Right.
So they arrested him. They took him before the court. And he is currently in federal lockup, and he has a court-appointed attorney, and the attorney, I'm hoping, was able to see him today. There was a preliminary hearing scheduled for today at 9 o'clock. I mean, I tried to get some information. I sent a message to the attorney. I haven't gotten anything back yet. So that's where it stands, although I am working on articles that I'm not sure I want to divulge much information about now. Now, there's an important thing about this case that nobody else seems to be talking about, and that is in 1995, Montana passed a statute to protect legal firearm owners from prosecution under the Gun-Free School Zone Act. And it says, I'll just read it.
Right.
In consideration that the right to keep and bear arms is protected and reserved to the people in Article 2, Section 12 of the Montana Constitution.
I'll tell you what, hold right there. Hold right there. I was looking at that, too, and I'm looking at how long it is, and I'm looking at the time. So I don't want to talk into the break, so let's get into this when we get back, because I have a few questions, once again, about this, because it's... You know,
very good.
This is a bunch of junk. But this article and nearly 2,300 other articles are waiting for you at ammoland.com. Dean has written huge. I mean, the amount of material this guy's put out in his career is, I don't know that this will ever be equaled as long as he's still writing. Maybe somebody just started writing at 16. They might be able to catch up to him at some point in their life, but it's going to be a minute. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dean Weingarten. We're about to get into this thing about this law. This is Montana Code Annotated 45-8-360. Go ahead, sir.
And it's a fairly simple statute. I mean, lots of statutes have all kinds of provisions. You have to go back to other statutes and read definitions and things like that. This is a simple statute.
Right.
And here's what it says. In consideration that the right to keep and bear arms is protected and reserved to the people in Article 2, Section 12 of the Montana Constitution, a person who has not been convicted of a violent felony crime and who is lawfully able to own or to possess a firearm under the Montana Constitution is considered to be individually licensed and verified by the state of Montana within the meaning of the provisions regarding individual licensure and verification in the Federal Gun-Free School Zone Act. Now, I have not seen any indication that Mr. Metcalf is prohibited from owning a gun.
Right.
In Montana. He doesn't seem to have any criminal record whatsoever. There's no indication he has committed any violence against another person that has somehow made it into the record somewhere. The Billings police wanted to arrest him, it appears, but they couldn't find any reason to do so. So this is a very unusual case, and it doesn't appear to me that the judge or anybody in the federal government yet has said, hey, wait a minute, there's this exception in the Gun-Free School Zone Act that if you're licensed to carry in the state where it happens, then you can carry in a gun-free school zone. So it seems to me that going by the Montana code, he is protected. And so far, nobody has made the argument, but his lawyer probably only got to talk to him today.
Yeah, he's a couple of questions, if I may. How old is Mr. Metcalf? He's 49 years old.
Okay. 49 years old.
He talks about somebody named David Carpenter. Do we know who David Carpenter is?
David Carpenter, from what I've seen in reading the federal records, was a neighbor of Mr. Metcalf, and he owned some type of lawn maintenance business or other.
Right.
And he is flagged by the Billings police as somebody they should be concerned about. And so one of the complaints of Mr. Metcalf is when he would complain about David Carpenter that the police would not really investigate, they wouldn't do what he considered to be their job, and that's one of the reasons he felt he had to protect himself.
Right.
And when the Billings police were questioned or contacted, they said, well, you know, because he's this person that we're concerned with, we many times didn't do a personal interview. We would call him up and talk to him. So you can see, I can see where someone would believe that that's not really a very significant investigation.
He also seems, he talks about a gang stalkers.
That's what he says, and I don't know. I haven't talked to him. I'd love to talk to Mr. Metcalf and get his side of the story, but his attorney, his name is Russell Hart there in Billings.
Right.
It seems like he's a competent guy. He took a case to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals on a sentence enhancement of a gun case just this year and won it at the Ninth Circuit Appeals level. So it doesn't sound like he is radically anti-gun or anything. It sounds like fairly competent. So hopefully he is going to be talking to Mr. Metcalf. And if I were him, any attorney with assault in a case like this will say, don't talk to anybody but me.
Right.
So that may happen. I sent his lawyer, his appointed lawyer. He doesn't have to accept the appointed lawyer, but he should at least until anything better happens. And so I sent Mr. Hart a message saying I would like to be kept apprised of what goes on in this case. So hopefully I will be able to talk to Mr. Hart at some point.
Well, that would be interesting. I also think it'd be interesting to get, somebody like Stephen Stambolia.
Oh, yeah. That would be great to have some federal attorneys weigh in. It's an unusual case. So far, there's no indication of any bail potential.
Well, I mean, what... So this guy he's never been arrested, right? You know of nothing,
right?
That,
correct.
So and they would pick him up and put him in jail without bail,
right?
For walking on the sidewalk with a gun,
correct?
Yeah, okay.
That seems to be the case. Well, I think there's an indication that there is an allegation that he quote chased a car that he thought might be a car owning to this guy that he was defending against,
right?
But there's no mention that he ever pointed a gun at anybody or assaulted anybody or threatened anybody. So, I mean, then he could have just tried to get the license number of a car that he thought might be somebody who had threatened it.
Right.
So, I there's a lot of, it seems to me there's a fair amount of hyperbole in the case. And it seems to have gotten public attention because there's some people in the area. Everyone that I saw being interviewed when I was looking at, they were all, you know, adult women who seemed to be eliciting some concern over the carry of a gun near a school.
Right.
But when I look at the comments in some of these stories, a significant number of the comments say something to the effect of, well, this is Montana, mind your own business. And some of those are women, too. So I think that Mr. Metcalf's side of the story needs to get out to the public. And this has to be a shock for him, for when he believes that he is following the law. He says he researched the law about firearms, about guns.
Right.
And he said, I am not violating the law. I am following the law. And now he ends up incarcerated for, well, getting close to a week. That's a while. You know, that's more than most people ever experience in their lives.
Right.
So I'm hoping, when I wrote, I think this article.
Hang on one second. We're coming into the break and all this other stuff. And yeah, this is a really interesting case, especially the way they're pushing it. So,
indeed.
We'll be right back talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. FEMA is ready for Hurricane Idalia to make landfall in Florida Wednesday.
The president quickly approved an emergency declaration in advance of the storm in Florida, turning on the many tools that are available at my disposal to provide the governor any support or resources he may need.
FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell is warning residents to take this storm seriously. The University of North Carolina grad student who's accused of killing a faculty member is being held without bond. Tai Lei Chi made his first court appearance Tuesday. He's been charged with first-degree murder and possession of a gun on educational property. The mayor of Miami is suspending his presidential campaign after failing to make the debate stage last week. Francis Suarez made the announcement Tuesday in a post on X. He is the first candidate to drop out of the race for the Republican nomination. He said running for president was the highlight of his life. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Talking to Dean Weingarten. While we were in the break, I sent this last article from you to Stephen Stambolia.
Ah, great.
So I don't know what that'll do because I think Stephen is doing a lot of cases right now, primarily for Gun Owners of America. So I don't know if that'd be something he could get involved in.
I'm sure he is a busy guy.
Yeah.
Now, the federal prosecutor in this case, gosh, I've got his name, but it's not showing up right now. I have some contacts who tell me that they do not view him very favorably.
Right.
That he had a reputation for being less than honest. That's kind of just hearsay right now. I can't provide any particular, but that was the person in Montana that I talked to had indicated he did not have a favorable impression of. But the prosecutor doesn't decide things like arrest. It has to go through a judge, and it's going through a judge there in Montana, a federal judge. So we will see what happens. It's just not a very, it doesn't seem a reasonable case. I wonder, you know, that nobody has asked for, say, a mental evaluation. If they think that he is not responsible, then the thing to do would be to ask for a mental evaluation.
Indeed.
And they haven't done it. Now, I don't know, but, you know, a simple mental evaluation doesn't necessarily cost much. Ideally, the state should pay for it if they're the ones asking for it. And maybe that'll happen. I don't know. I mean, there's just so much is still unknown in this case. But Mr. Metcalf, from the records that I've been able to read, has said that he doesn't trust the police because it sounds like because they don't respond, they didn't do the investigations he wanted. He believes they've not treated him well. So, and all of that are, unfortunately, fits into the modern mythology of policing. Well, police, you can't depend on police. Police don't investigate. They will use their power against you when it's not justified. I mean, I don't like those allegations, but I've heard them before. So, that all makes this a very interesting case. And I think the country school zone law, from my reading, is obviously unconstitutional on its face under the Bruin decision. There's no historical record of governments prohibiting people from having weapons within 1,000 feet of a school. And it's not as if he doesn't already legally have the right to have the weapon within 1,000 feet of a school. If he's on his own yard, he's not violating any law whatsoever. And according to the Montana Code I read, it falls under one of the exceptions to the Gun-Free School Zone Act so that he can walk around the area with a gun.
So here's a question for you. How many... Now, if he had not been seen in his yard with a gun, like you told me earlier that he had been seen in his yard with like a scabbard on his lawnmower or something.
Right. There's a picture out there from one of the articles when he was arrested.
So
it shows him with like a push lawnmower, has a scabbard kind of thing on it. You can see it has some type of long gun in it. It has a stock with a recoil pad on it. So, yeah, a wood stock, so it didn't appear to be an AR, and we find out it's a Rossi single-shot break-action shotgun.
Right. So, if he had not been seen with that, would they have been looking for him to think? I mean, so they saw him in his yard. That's what alerted them to the fact that he carried a gun in a proximity. But then, because it's private property, does that become part of the gun-free school zone?
No, the private property is exempt. But, and that's what's kind of silly about this. He has private property directly across from the school. It's perfectly legal for him to have the gun on his private property. But they're saying because he stepped onto the sidewalk, he's a huge danger. But if he stayed in his yard, there wouldn't be any possibility of prosecution. You see how silly that is.
Yes, I do.
One foot away, 1 foot difference turns him from being constitutionally protected under all the laws we have to 1 foot, steps 1 foot in a direction, and now he is forbidden under penalty of 5 years in jail and $100,000 fine. I mean, it's crazy because he doesn't, you know, to use the firearm, he doesn't have to make that one step.
Right.
So, this is all about emotion and the creation of danger in some people's mind where it really is just a figment of their, that they've created it. In other words, if you say he, instead of the single shot shotgun, he said he would have preferred to carry a handgun, but he couldn't afford one. So, if he had a pistol on his belt that was covered up, Montana is a constitutional carry state, it's perfect. He would never have gotten any trouble. But because it is visible, that's why he got in trouble. And so it's all about controlling narratives. And I just you know, it's hard for me to see how this gun-free school zone act could be considered constitutional under Bruin at all.
Right.
It just doesn't make it. It's a very late development. And even then, there's a bunch of exceptions to it. And it appears he falls under that exception. So it appears what I see is the authorities did not like for him to carry a firearm in this area. They probably wouldn't like for him to carry a firearm anyway. But because they got some phone calls, and what's this guy doing to carry a firearm, they worked hard to find a reason to arrest him.
Right.
That's what it appears.
That's what it's surprising this is coming out of Montana. I'm still trying to wrap my hand around that part of it.
I was surprised at Montana, too, but in a sense, you know, Montana may be a better case than others. What I don't see how the judge makes a determination that he doesn't fall under one of the exceptions, the one we talked about.
Right.
I mean, to avoid that, the judge is going to have to rule that Montana law has no effect for the federal law.
Yeah. So
I don't see.
Let's see if we can get some other lawyers interested in this. This attorney, you know, he might be Perry Mason. I don't know, but I know of a lot more effective attorneys for Second Amendment cases than meets the eye.
So. There's no reason why they couldn't assist him,
yeah,
or point him in the direction of cases,
indeed,
or file amicus briefs in this case. So that may happen. I think it's a great idea to get some of our really good Second Amendment attorneys on the case. Maybe we can get some scholars to weigh in on it and say, you know, whether there's any historical reference to anything like this.
Right. Hang on for me. One more break to go. Talking to Dean Weingarten, this is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Welcome back. We're talking to Paul Markle, the student of thegun.com. I was about to ask you. So, in this kind of a gunfight, where it's a long gun versus a long gun, let's presume that that's what it is, how fast would a really good operator clear out a bolt override? How fast would that be? Because you have to pull the magazine loose, right? That's going to be yanking it.
Well, you got to clear it. Then you're going to have to collapse. If it's a retractable stock, you need to collapse it. Because if you don't collapse it, you're probably going to break it.
Right.
You're going to have to mortar that thing, which if people don't know, it means slam it to the rear. And then if you do that, you get that, well, it just depends whether you can lock the bolt open. If you can lock the bolt back, if you're able to do that, then you're all right, but you got to get the bolt locked back. Then you take the loose dangling charging handle and you karate chop that thing. You Judy chop it. You're like, lock up. And that should smack that cartridge out of the base. Cause the bolt override means that a piece of brass or a cartridge has gotten over the top of the carrier key and it's up in that groove and that's Satan right there. That's the devil. But before we go any further, you know, when you were pimping me just a second ago, I realized that I could give your audience a lanyard. I could give them something.
Yeah.
I've got a new book. It was just published this morning. You want me to tell you what it is?
I want you to tell me what it is, yes.
All right, so I've been working on it actually for a couple of months. It's called The Knights of St. Nicholas, Protector of the Children. And it is a comprehensive guidebook for Christian school security.
Right.
And our goal was to have it done and available by Labor Day. So the publisher actually approved both the paperback and the Kindle version this morning.
Cool.
Which means that as the words from my mouth are dripping ever so gently into your ear holes, you can go to Amazon right now. You can go to Amazon right now and you can get either the Kindle or the paperback. And it's called The Knight of St. Nicholas, Protector of the Children. And it is a comprehensive Christian school security books.
We should do some audiobooks. We should take some of your books and turn them into audiobooks.
Oh, I know.
I could be the guy.
There you go. If you want to read these mother lovers. you know, our friend Nicholas Orr, his third book, Operation Diomedes, is available as an audiobook.
Right.
I'm familiar with the standards and requirements that Audible has.
Well, an audiobook is sort of like a podcast, except it's a book. And you can listen to it over your, like my son, who's now a blood courier, who drives a van with blood across the state every day. He could play that over his speakers in the van and everything while he's riding down the road and learn some things. So I mean that you think about that. You and Zach think about that.
Tell him to pick up Operation Diomedes by Nicholas Orr. It's book 3 in the Operator series.
Okay.
Tell him to put that on his Audible and listen to it.
I don't even know if he has an Audible yet.
Well, if he's listening to audiobooks, Audible is the number one.
Yeah.
Platform for audiobooks.
Yeah.
No, hands down.
Yep. So, as far as with me, before we run away, I know this is going to induce some sniggers. Do you carry anything that is a custom gun in terms of a handgun? Have you ever done that?
No, not really.
So what is your?
Well, no, that's not true. That's not true. I've actually carried guns that I had improvements made to. Like back in the olden days when we were still carrying 1911s,
yeah.
I had a stock 1911 improved. Because the truth of the matter is there was room for improvement on the stock 1911.
Right.
Lowering and flaring the magwell, the ejection port was one of the big ones. New sights.
Yeah.
New sights was another one. A beaver tail grip safety with a bump on it. So that you wouldn't miss it. That was another one. So there were some legitimate improvements. What we did with the 1911, what we've done with the AR, we started making improvements, and then we just kept adding and adding and adding and adding stuff, and it got to the point where most of the stuff we were adding to 1911s was superfluous and useless, like extended extra large ambidextrous controls. Dear Lord in heaven. You don't even get me started on that.
I don't like those because when you put them in a holster, something pops up or, you know, you drop the magazine or something happens. Standard controls for me.
Oh,
just,
yeah.
You know, that's more of a competition.
They're a nightmare waiting to happen.
Yeah. That's more of a competition gun thing. I'm not too much into those.
Yeah.
But, I mean, so the guns I'm considering are these, okay? Here's the guns I'm considering. So, two of them are Staccatos. C2, mm-hmm. C2 and the CS. Now, the CS is an interesting gun, but the problem with it is that as good as it is, it comes with these proprietary magazines. And so far, only Staccato makes them. And
yep.
I have to go through Staccato to get them, and it's such a hot gun right now, it's not that easy to get them. The Staccato C2 is bigger, and it takes every magazine they make, and I got a bunch of those.
There you go.
And mine doesn't have any of the doodads on it or anything else. It's just a stock gun. And it will run. I have never been able to make one of these things cough.
I had the opportunity 2 summers ago to shoot one of the Staccatos. I guess it was a full-size duty gun with a red dot on it. And unfortunately, it was the summer of 21 when ammo was scarce. We had an event, and even though it was an official event,
right.
We still had a limited amount of ammo to shoot.
Right.
I could have shot 500 rounds. I ended up shooting about 300 out of it, but I could have shot way more. And the guns run fantastically well.
Yeah,
they're really well made guns.
They seem to run pretty good in the dust. So that I like. The other gun that's in the play is the smallest gun and the lightest gun, the Taran Tactical Glock 26. And I'm just a Glock 26 fan. It's the only Glock 26 I have right now, so that's why it's in the thing. If I had a stock Glock 26, it might be that. But I mean, this is the only one I got, so that's why it's in it.
Yeah. Well, you know how to make the trigger on your Glock better, how to improve the trigger on your Glock.
Well, Taren's
out of the box Glock.
Well, Taren fixed that on this one. That's, you know.
Well, no, it's called shoot 1,000 rounds.
Yeah.
You shoot 1,000 rounds through a Glock, and the trigger smooths up, and it feels really good.
Viola, wow, custom, great. Custom Viola. There you go. Yeah.
Yeah, voila. Look at that. It's crazy.
Remember now, you just talked about it in 2021 when ammunition was scarce. You couldn't shoot 1,000 rounds. Right? So.
Yeah. It's not that way anymore.
Hopefully. No, it isn't.
And the truth is, if you found yourself in 2021 with no ammo, it's your fault.
That's right.
I'm not telling you I didn't have ammo, but I was at an event where somebody else was paying for the ammo, and I was shooting somebody else with a gun. So, you know.
There you go. There you go. Well, I mean, So am I on the right path as I sit here and I try to? Because I'll tell you one other thing, and this is, you might want to talk about this later this week. I found out the hard way when I went out and I was going to try these two Spikes guns that I'd been off of the AR way too long. Because I was making rookie mistakes with those things. I mean, just horrible mistakes. I don't even have the time to go through it to tell you what they were. We'll have to talk about that another time. And, you know, I look forward to this gun you got coming out, too, this mystery.
Oh, man, I can't wait to tell you about it. It's gonna fall right into our discussion that we just had today, but I got to be careful because it's currently embargoed.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way this works.
Don't want to violate the embargo.
That's the way this works. Nobody will make me a gun, though. Nobody will collab with me on a gun. Nor is there any reason why anybody should, to be honest with you. But I'm a follower. I'm not a leader when it comes to that kind of stuff. Anyway, I guess we could make one called the old man that just did it all for you. Some AI run gun or something. I don't know.
Maybe we'll get a custom Garand for you.
Yeah, that'd be good. Then, you know, old man pulls the trigger first time. Oh, the old man's on his butt. Okay. Anyway, find Mr. Markle at studentofthegun.com. And there you'll find all the offerings, his new book, the other books he's written. He doesn't know how many other books he's written, but they are available to you. One of the best blowout kits on the planet. He sells that as well. Also, in addition to that,
the Pocket Lifesaver.
Yep, the Pocket Lifesaver. All the other stuff that he has to offer, all the video he has to offer. Watching his video is like going to a class. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Taren is the one who trained, the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TarenTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.